a guy like that for your team?
He's a great leader, and you know, he's smart on the field and he's very physical. So you need a guy like that to play against. And you know, like I was telling another guy that I have the most respect for James. You know, he goes out there, he works his butt off in class, and you know. Those guys that you need on the team to have a winning football team, and he's a great leader for us.
Is his demeanor different off the field than what we see on Saturdays?
No. He shows great leadership on the field, and you know he has the attitude where he's going to get it done, and it's the same way off the field. He told us in the locker room, football is not just what we do; it's a lifestyle. So you got to have that same type of mentality on and off the field, and that's something that really drives him and makes him the person he is.
Other types, maybe parts of your game that you've maybe tried to model after what he does?
Yeah, you know, just like his overall focus and the way he carries himself. You know, you always want to enhance your game, so you look up to another player on the team that you see is doing well, and you just try to put pieces and things like that together to help enhance your game. Just like I look at Hitchens in a certain way and try to put things together with him to enhance my game as well as James. So, you know, I look at James as a leader on this team. You know, I look at myself as a leader too, but you can also follow other great leaders too as well, and that's what he does.
What gives you confidence that, you know, even though you guys have had some tough defeats this year, that you guys are still on the same page? I kind of asked you a little bit about this Saturday, that you're still moving forward.
Yes, you know, every week, you know, you just want to find something to look for, you know, and that's to get a win. Every week you want to get a win, and you know, this team still have a lot of confidence, and we still know that we can be a great team, and we still have a lot of things ahead of us right now. So, you know, we're looking forward to going out there and competing and getting another shot at it, and you know, it's a lot of potential on this team, so that builds a lot of confidence for us.
I know it's not the ultimate goal for you here, but winning on Saturday would give you 6 wins, would make you bowl eligible, you'd get a chance to go to a bowl game to end your career. Just what would that mean to you at this point in time, just knowing that that's what's at stake?
I really haven't thought about just, oh, let's get to game 6 and, you know, they give us a ball game. But that's an honor to go to a ball game. But it's about winning the remaining games on your schedule. And it's about improving each week. And, you know, it's good to go to a bowl. But our overall focus is to just win out and just pay attention to our remaining schedule instead of too far ahead of our bowl games and stuff like that. So if we take one step at a time, then we'll get to where we need to be.
Now, I know there was a situation, not just within your position group, that's led to Reggie kind of being a next man in. What have you seen from him here these last few games since he's been out there with you guys on third down and has been gaining that game experience?
You know, Reggie, you know, he's a great football player, you know, and I've just seen a lot of growth in his game. And, you know, whether he don't know what he's doing on certain calls, he's playing with great effort and full speed, and that's something that we need. And, you know, he's going to develop into a great player if he does things that he needs to do and supposed to do. So, you know, Reggie, he's done great things for us, you know, and you guys can see it on the field that he's a tough player. He's going to be great for us.
Does that amaze you when you consider, too, that he's not even 18 yet?
Yeah, you know, he's 17 years old. Yeah, you know, we joke around with him all the time. Like, I'm 5 years older than him, and it's just funny that, you know, he's out there making plays and just going out there having fun and playing the same sport that we love. So, you know, it does amaze me that he's not even 18 yet.
When you see Purdue, obviously they've completely changed their coaching staff and they run a different type of offense now. But what stands out to you as far as what they want to do now as opposed to in the past?
You know, I see a lot of great skilled players in this Purdue offense, and you know, they do a lot of shifts and trades and just to get the defense moving around. And you know, they have a very aggressive offense to me. And you know, their record might not say it, but you know, I think they're a great team. You know, they compete and they go out there and give their all every game that I've seen. So you know, they're an aggressive team, and you know, we just got to be ready for an aggressive game. It's a Big Ten game, so we just got to make sure we focus.